Summer Nights in North Canaan will be starting on Wednesday, July 15th, and Jen Crane, chairperson of the North Canaan Events Committee, is here to talk about the events taking place. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. We have the carnival Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday through Friday, they're running 6 to 10, and Saturday we start at 3, and they run right through until 10. Every day is a wristband. You don't need a coupon. Wednesday through Friday, they're $25. And then on Saturday, they're $35. Pairing together with the carnival, the fire company is going to be doing a couple of things. They brought back old school bingo. So that will happen under the pavilion, rain or shine. They're going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, same hours as the carnival, so 6 to 10. And also those same three nights, again, 6 to 10, will be fire truck rides. So those are very, very popular, and they'll be selling their raffle tickets. Saturday, we have the fourth annual fly-in. So that will start at 8 a.m. down at the airport, and it goes all the way to 3 o'clock. There's two different meals that are happening. There's also tickets. I just learned about a raffle for an airplane ride with, I believe, Billy Sagala. So it's in a vintage airplane, and you can get the tickets ahead of time with Christy Sagala. She's the town clerk at North Canaan Town Hall, or they'll be selling them the day of. So that's a really fun thing. And then we'll see how many things we can, you know, have happening on Saturday. So again, the carnival's going to start at 3 on Saturday.
Saturday is a jam-packed day.
Yeah. So I'm just going to run over it quickly with the time schedule to keep, you know, everyone in flow. So that fly-in is our first event of the day. And then we go and we start the carnival from 3 to 10. The chicken barbecue, which is at the St. Martin of Tours, it's the corner church. They start at 5 and they go until they're sold out. So a great spot that you can watch the parade from. The parade is going to be much larger this year than normal because of the 250 themed floats. So not only is it the fire company annual parade, but we have lots of town and community organizations that are building their own floats and marching, and there'll be lots of costumes. So that's going to be really great. And that starts at 6. So after the parade goes through, it ends around McDonald's. So they're going to just, the parade will continue straight. And then when everything clears out, that is exactly where the bed race will be. So right in front of McDonald's, right in front of the carnival, it's that flat section of the road, and that's where they're going to do the bed race. We do have a sign up for that. All of these flyers are available on the North Canaan Events Committee.org website. So you can reach out for more information. A lot of them have QR codes to be able to sign up or to get more information. The North Canaan Volunteer Ambulance is bringing back their breakfast to be the morning after fireworks. So they will be Sunday morning. It's a family buffet. They start serving at 8 and they go until 11. So that would kind of sum up the major events. I know there's a lot of other activities in town with just local businesses and shops that are extending hours to be open to go along with some of these other things.
You say the parade is bigger and better than it has been in the past. Will you be including other fire companies and such in this, or are people from other towns welcome to join in?
Of course. Yep. I know that we have had different organizations reach out that are not from North Canaan, but North Canaan, like the Berkshire Rattlers, has reached out to participate in the parade because there's a lot of North Canaan kids that participate in those sports. It is the annual fire company parade. So yes, there will be many different, I don't have the count as to how many fire companies are attending, but there definitely will be lots of fire trucks.
You've had a big change since last time, and that is the brewery going out down at the railroad station. I know in the past they've had events there with music and other things going on. Is that still going to happen?
The Accordion Museum, the New England Accordion Museum and Connection, they actually are now housed, or their home base is the brewery. So they moved from three different rooms within the depot into that section. And yes, they are extended hours. It's they have over 500 accordions on display. So it's a really great attraction to go in and check out and hear the stories. And Paul will probably give you a small concert.
I interviewed Paul a few weeks ago about this, and he's really psyched. He loves that museum and all
Yes.
the accordions and
It's really a fascinating place to visit. And the second museum that is housed in the Canaan Union Depot is the train museum. And they will have extended hours as well, both Saturday and Sunday. So you can stop in and take advantage of, what's going on there.
The summer nights in Canaan, this is North Canaan, will take place from July 15th to July 18th. And then in August, there will be the railroad days, the old-fashioned railroad days. So the one we're talking about today is very much a family-oriented situation with carnivals and rides and parades and fireworks. So there's no shortage of things to be done. People can contact various organizations there if they want to sign up to be in the parade. I'm sure you're taking people from outside for the bed races as well.
Correct.
You will find on the North Canaan Events Committee.org many of these events on posters, and as Janet said earlier, QR codes that you can scan to sign up for the various things. And as we've talked, it's going from family buffet breakfast to annual fly-in to carnivals to just about everything. There's not much you can't find there during the summer nights in Canaan.
And if you do make your way to that website, we did make a program, a little brochure, and you can find it on there, and it is printable. So it gives you all the times and the days, because it's a lot to keep track of.
Something you can carry around with you. Yeah, and that's very helpful.
No, and we will do another program for Railroad Days. So that also helps with, dividing the two events, but it was really just getting to be too long to try to fit in everything, and the events were competing with each other versus last year, we just saw record numbers of attendance, and it was really incredible.
On July 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, check out North Canaan and its summer nights in North Canaan. Anything and everything you want, food, rides. We've been over the whole thing. Jen Crane has joined us to talk about this today. And if you want information, you go to NorthCananEventsCommittee.org.
We're also on Facebook and Instagram. We're trying to make sure that everything gets posted everywhere just so that we can, catch the community and inform them of things that are going on.
Good luck with the events, and we'll have you back to talk about the actual railroad days on the other side of Summer Nights in Canaan.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.